Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 203, season 9. Today's date is March 7th, 2023, and welcome to the show. On today's show, I will talk about that famous Chicago restaurant, Chez Paul. Not Chez Paul, Chez Paul. And I will talk about its history and its most famous scene in a famous movie, of course, The Blues Brothers. And also, I'll do a wrap-up of past posts on my Facebook page, Vanished Chicagoland. Before I get started, this program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Listermint Mouthwash. And here's a commercial from 1980. I remember this product. I really do. So sit back and enjoy, and I'll be back with the show. Thank you, everyone.
Like millions of people across the nation, Kathy switched from Scope to Listermint because Listermint is better. She told her brother Larry.
Of course I switched to Listermint because clinical tests prove no leading mint mouthwash works better or keeps breath fresher longer.
Larry told his friend John.
You bet I switched. Because Listermint tastes as good as it works. Now just watch how I can tell.
Switch to Listermint. It tastes as good as it works.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Listermint mouthwash. I remember this product very well. It was introduced around 79, 1980. I was in Bogan High School. It was from the makers of Listerine, because as everyone knows that Listerine is a good product, but it tastes awful, and it has improved since. You know, there's other flavors. Also, Listermint also came in cinnamon, but that particular product, Listermint, went away in the mid 80s. Now Listerine comes in other kinds of flavors. There's mint and of course cinnamon, of course, and you know, sometimes it's alcohol free, you know, because once you start gargling, you know, it has a burning sensation on your throat and you have to spit it out real quick with that. So that's good. And still a good product. I have it. So Scope mouthwash is still around. It's a good product too. But that's been a minty mouthwash since from the 50s or 60s, something like that. There are other kinds. There was for example, Avoris. I haven't seen that lately, but and other ones too. Yeah, okay. Anyway, in the beginning of the program, I said I would discuss the famous Chicago restaurant, Chez Paul, in Chicago, and I'll do a wrap-up of past posts on my Facebook page, Fan of Chicagoland. Before I get started, I want to mention a couple things. Sometimes I get a lot of messages from my page, and of course, my medical condition, you know, recovering from prostate cancer. And sometimes there are people, mostly men, that have been diagnosed recently. And also, well, first they meant about my page. That's been going on for years. They said, it's a beautiful thing, what you're doing. You know, I don't live in Chicago anymore. I love revisiting it. And you do a good job. And that's very encouraging like that. And also, I posted this yesterday. Well, actually, yes, I posted this yesterday on someone's page. Actually, it's Marcus Leshock's page that he asked for something positive, and I told him that there was a guy. He reached out. He sent me a private email. He won't tell me. I won't tell him his name. He asked me not to, and I won't. That he was recently diagnosed and he's younger than me. He was 48 years, he's 48 years old, and he says, "I am so frightened. I'm very scared. I need someone to talk to. What should I do? What should I do?" I tell him, "Look, you go through these stages or phases. You know, there's anger, denial, you cry, there's depression. I went through that. And once you pursue to do this, I mean, you can, try to get better, just have the operation, tell, listen to your doctor, what he tells you, and have support in your family and your friends, and you'll be okay." And that's what I did. And I was scared too, and I'm still recovering, but just you'll be okay. And after I explained, he said, "Thank you, Pete. I love you. I love Vanish Chicagoland. Thank you for listening to me. I need someone to reach out. I feel you're in the same boat." And I said, "You'll be okay. And if you ever need any more advice, please reach out to me, and I'll be here." And he said, "Yes." So that felt good. That really did. I am here to help. And to give advice, I usually don't do that. When I was younger, nobody give a damn about me like that. I was mostly ignored, but that's another story. So that felt good. It really did. And I reached out to people too when I was diagnosed in to December 2019 to like that. And that helped me a great deal. It really did. It's a beautiful thing. Okay, now we're going to start with the fun stuff. I'm going to talk about Chez Paul restaurant. So I'm going to talk about the history of the show. I also have a menu. I'm not going to read the whole menu, but just what it was itemized in the menu. Well, what was their best food items, that is. Well, that doesn't make sense. Sorry. Okay, so here we go. Chez Paul was founded in 1945. The man's name was Paul Kantas. He was Greek, of course. And that's how the name was founded. And it became famous under his son Bill. And that was it was located what was it was located on Delaware Avenue somewhere, and I forgot where. And but it was but then it moved to Rush and Erie. It moved over there at 600 North Rush, that is. And it was a mansion that they moved into it. And let's see what else. The mansion was originally the private residence of Robert Hall McCormick, and he served as a U.S. ambassador to Italy. And there was some controversy or something like that. I don't know what's going on, really. And that was the mansion was built in 1875. It was there a long, long time, And it was originally constructed as two side-by-side houses. And so it was for Leander McCormick, that was the man's name, and for his son Robert Hall McCormick. And also there was they lived across the street from Leander's brother and his business partner Cyrus McCormick. Okay. And they were all in the family business of the of manufacturing. They built these agricultural reapers. And they became one of the most rich families in America, but they didn't get along. You know how that is. And the two brothers did not speak at all. So that was that. Anyway, like I said before, in 1945, they turned it into the restaurant. And under Paul, not under Paul, his son Bill, turned it into a restaurant, you know, it became very successful. And then it moved in 1964 or 65, it moved to on the corner of East Erie and North Rush Streets in the River North area. And a lot of celebrities visited, have dined there, have been entertained. I know Martin and Lewis, that is Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis, entertained there. Louis Prima, and any celebrities that they flew from New York or Hollywood dined there, according to gossip columnists like Maggie Daly or Cup, you know, or Cupsonant that said that. And then it was doing well like that. And also in 1980, a movie, a little old movie was made. It was called The Blues Brothers, starring Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi. And I don't know where they got this idea. They want to film it in this particular place. Actually, they filmed it outside, but not inside. And if you remember the movie, they were screeching their car in front of it, you know, like that, and there was Shea Paul. And they went inside. Actually, they did not film inside. They filmed it in Hollywood, I guess. But they did a replica of the interior of the restaurant, you know, with the French doors and the marble like that. And you know the scene. Most people remember the scene like from word for word. And it's a classic. It really is. And they entered the restaurant. And there's a guy, the maitre d', he used to be in their band. And they asked him to come back to play in the band, you know, for charity. But, you know, the maitre d' was stubborn. He goes, nah, I don't want to do this. No, you don't want to do it. So the guys sort of blackmail him. He goes, so they helped themselves to a table. Then they sat down, and they got looks from other patrons, you know, very hoi polloi people, you know, very uppity. And they're like, oh, who are they? Like that. And, you know, it's like the Three Stooges entering there. And in the scene, there is a waiter. And he said, would you like some Dom Perignon? And John Belushi character said yes. Yeah, and the waiter was played by Paul Rubens, better known as Pee Wee Herman, one of his earliest roles. That was funny. You know, when the movie came out, I had no idea it was him. Nobody did, because I think his movies and the TV show came out much later in the 80s. Like that. And let's see what else. So I like when they were eating shrimp or the bread and all that, and they poured the champagne, and someone said, that's the wrong glass, and he didn't use a champagne glass. I think he used a drinking water, a water glass like that. Then you have the guy who's sitting next to him, and he called for the maitre d', and he said, oh, they smell. They wanted to move to another table. They were highly offended by these two guys like that. And they kept needling the maitre d' and goes, we want you in the band. And John Belushi said, we will be here every day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And so, of course, he caved in and he said, yes, I'll play. All right. And then they got up and left. So a lot of when I post about Shea Paul, I have in the past and on Vintage Chicagoland, automatically people think of the Blues Brothers, and that scene in that restaurant. Okay. So right now I have the menu of the restaurant. I'll be with you in a second. Let's see. Here we go. Okay. Let's see what they got. Oh, they had some great stuff. You know, like they had, for example, like appetizers, they had oyster on the half shells, smoked sliced sturgeon, marinated herring sour cream. Ooh, that sounds good. You know, I haven't had herring in a long time. Chopped chicken livers. I like liver, but not chicken. I don't know. Well, I like liver, so actually it's good for my health like that. They had any assorted hors d'oeuvres. Celery stuffing and Roquefort cheese. Ooh, that sounds good. And from their main course, they had Chateaubriand. It was called Chateaubriand chez Paris. You know, they had filet mignon, lamb chops, pork chops, spring chicken. It was broiled half milk fed. That sounds good. Also, they had their specials, like spaghetti or anything like that. Also, their salads, of course. And let's see what else they had. Also, cold sandwiches. They had that club style sandwiches, you know, like chicken, crisp bacon, pickles with pickles and like sort of thing. Baked ham. They also had seafood. And they had fried shrimp, fantailed French fried shrimp. Also broiled whitefish, maitre d'hotel, and fried deep sea scallops served with tartar sauce. Oh, also lobster, if you want a whole lobster, or lobster tails, and lobster Newburg. Okay. Also, they had salads, any salad you'd like, chef salad, chicken salad, shrimp salad, and they had spaghetti. Two was spaghetti with chicken livers a la Caruso and spaghetti with chopsteak Venice. That sounds good. And, you know, they had desserts, of course, like that. But I don't know which kind of, I would assume French pastries like that. Okay. As for the restaurant, let's see, Bill Contis, he died in April of 1993. And they kept it open until long enough to see its 50th anniversary. His wife tried to do it, and they closed in 1995. And right now the building is used for office space. I never been to this restaurant. I wish I did. I really wanted to. I've heard about it all throughout the years. You know, I couldn't find anybody to go with me, or I just never had the opportunity, but I wish I did. Also, the restaurant was used in the 1986 movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Okay. I haven't seen that movie in ages, so that's funny. So, like I said before, you know, in the Blues Brothers, this is one of their classic scenes. Also, there was scenes with Aretha Franklin. And I think I remember with John Belushi ordering four chickens, like cold chickens like that. And like Aretha Franklin goes, what? She made a funny look. Then they start singing and dancing, you know. The movie is a classic. It really is. At the, you know, there's the chase scene and at the Dixie Square Mall. That closed in 1979, but it was still okay, and they used that. Now, the mall has been torn down, finally. It's been abandoned and for years and years and years. So, and that's another reference to the Blues Brothers, is Shape, you know, with Shape Hall and Dixie Square Mall and other classic scenes. Course. Okay. So that's it for the restaurant. And right now I'm going to talk about my past posts from my page, Fan of Chicagoland, and I'll be back in one moment. Thank you, everyone. Okay, everyone, I am back. Now I'm going to get started on my past posts on my Facebook page, Vanish Chicagoland. The first one I will talk about is this was posted on February 15th. It was a photo of a newsstand, and it was on the corner of East Randolph Street and North Michigan Avenue in Chicago. I think it was the Chicago Cultural Center, I believe, like that. And that was a beautiful photo. And you know, you remember in a long time ago, if you wanted a newspaper or a magazine, that was the place, and it had everything. And you saw a lot of those all over the loop. There was one on, I think, Randolph and Michigan. I remember that, like across the street from Walgreens. And right now you don't find them anywhere. No. People today don't read newspaper. Well, I read sometimes, but they don't. So, you know, it's kind of cool. You know, sometimes you can't browse, you know, because the guy who owns the stand, you know, he goes, hurry up, hurry up. You take what you want. I remember that, like that. And so that's a cool photo. It really is. And I remember when I visit bookstores, I still do when I go to Barnes and Nobles. But in the old days, I went to Crocs and Bertano's on Wabash when I worked downtown, and they had the newspapers, international newspapers and magazines. And that was a fun time. I loved it. I really do. I really did. Excuse me. Okay. Let's see what else. Here's a photo. This was about Dressler's cakes. Oh, everyone still misses those so much, you know, from Dressler's bakeries. And this was a cool photo. Of course, they had the chocolate fudge cake. They had the coffee cake. They had the cream puffs and Boston cream pie. Oh, we missed that bakery so much. I wish it would come back. We all want it back. But unfortunately, I don't see that happening. The only thing that we can get a chocolate fudge cake, like a replica of that, is at Wolf's Bakery in Evergreen Park, Illinois, on West 95th Street, west of Kedzie, if you want that. I've heard from some people, it tastes almost the same, but it's not the same. So I haven't bought one yet. I'd like to buy one someday. We'll see. Okay, and also on February 17th, 65 years ago on that date, the children's show The Blue Fairy debuted. And it debuted on Channel 9 on WGN. And it only lasted one season. And the star of the show was Bridget Baslin. And her mother was Maggie Daly. She was a columnist, I think, in the Tribune. I believe, or the Sun-Times, I forgot. I will do a episode about her, Maggie Daly, that is. She had a very interesting career. So a lot of people sort of remember the show. I mean, if they're older than me, they do. And other people go, what is this? But it was very entertaining. It really was, according to some people. Okay, let's see what else we have. I found a placemat from that famous German restaurant. I can't pronounce, forgive me if I can't pronounce it because my German is bad and my Greek is bad too sometimes. It's Zum Duschen Eck. I hope it's pronounced it right. And it's a famous restaurant. It was located at 2924 North Southport Avenue in Chicago. It was right next door to the church at St. Alfonso's. I think that's the name of the church. I went to a wedding once in 1989. It's a beautiful church. Oh, it's gorgeous. And this was one of the most popular restaurants, also the most popular German restaurants. You know, the food was excellent, and it closed, and now it's a parking lot. That's a shame. German restaurants are disappearing in Chicago. There are not that many. You know, but like the Golden Ox, like that, for example, you know, that's an example. So that's a shame. Also, I posted a photo of one of my favorite subjects, Riverview Park. And this was the Silver Flash roller coaster. It was also, I believe it was called Silver Streak or the Flash. I think it was the Silver Flash or the Flash, they call it. And this is a nice photo of that. It was popular, but the Bobs was popular and also the Fireball. And other ones like that. And then what was the other one that came? I can't think of the other one. Jetstream, that came late like that. And the Flying Turns, all that. I could talk about Riverview all day long. That's a subject that is endless because there is so much rich history of that. So many rides to talk about. Yeah, that's kind of nice. Okay, I also found these three wooden coins from Yankee Doodle restaurants. If you remember that, you know, the Dandy Burger. I've dined there in the 70s when I was a kid. There was one on South Kedzie Avenue, like 59th Street, in the Marquette Park neighborhood. Long, long time ago. And it was kind of nice. You know, the food was good. Yeah, really. They had birthday parties there, you know, if you reserve that. And, you know, when you think of Yankee Doodle Dandy, you also think of the restaurant, and also the movie that starred Jimmy Cagney. They show on Channel 9 all the time, mostly on 4th of July, like that. And also I posted another ride from Riverview. It was the Fireball, because there was a man, he emailed me. He wanted to remain anonymous, and he said, I want to show that I rode this roller coaster because my grandson asked me, because he didn't believe his grandpa rode a roller coaster. And I said, okay. So I posted a photo, and I also sent it to him, but I posted it on my page. And then he replied back and said, thank you. And he did. So that's kind of nice. That really is. Okay, and let's see. You know what's so funny? I forgot to mention this. Maybe I did on another podcast episode. One time I was shopping at Walgreens and waiting in line, and there was a woman, and she approached me and she yells, "You're a Chicago van. You're a van of Chicagoland." And I go, "Yes, I am." And then she gave me a big hug, and she told me I make her happy every day. She loves my posts. She loves my podcast. You know, you are an inspiration. You know, I love you. Oh, that's a sweet. I didn't get her name. That's a thing, you know. And then she left. You know, so that was my Beatle moment. So that was fine. I don't get recognized much, you know, except my family or my friends, you know, when I'm out and about, you know, when I go, they know who I am. Not in the beginning. That's another story. But it's a complete stranger. It's kind of cool. Okay. Next up, I posted a photo about Mitchell's Candies and ice cream. It was an ice cream parlor. And this was located in the South Shore neighborhood at 2226 East 71st Street. Now, I lived in South Shore when I was born, and then my family left in 1969. I asked my mother about this place. She doesn't remember it, but a lot of people in the neighborhood at the time did. And their chocolate chip ice cream was famous for it, and it was delicious, and you pour hot fudge on it. And according to some people that dined there, you know, they had their ice cream or lived in the neighborhood, they would bring a little pitcher of hot fudge and you pour it yourself on your ice cream. That's beautiful. I don't think you do that today. No. And then it moved to Homewood on Dixie Highway. The address is 18211. Dixie Highway in Homewood. And it was there until a few years ago, and it closed. I don't know what happened. Now it's a something else, some other place. I used to see Mitchell's ice cream at Jewel. They had that. I bought one day. It was a mint chocolate chip. It was good. It really was. But that's a shame. They also had Kunis Candies in the South Shore neighborhood. That's still in business, but that was located on East 79th Street, right between, I don't know, I think Kingston or Colfax or something like that. I don't remember the exact location, but it is still operating in South Holland. I should go there one day. I should. Okay. Let's see what else we got. I posted a photo of credit cards from not just department stores. It's from some stores, mostly from department stores. Like, for example, iMagnum that was located at on Michigan Avenue near the Water Tower Shopping Center. Of course, Marshall Fields. Saks Fifth Avenue, it's still there. I think the only location is downtown. I know there was one in Northbrook or Oak Brook, maybe Old Orchard in Skokie. I believe it was. I don't know. Also, the Sears, you know what happened to them. And also Litton's department store had beautiful clothes. And Crocs and Bertanos. Yeah. So that was nice. That's a nice photo. Also, speaking of department stores, I found a photo of the Lord & Taylor department store at the Oak Brook Center in Oak Brook. And I remember seeing the store. Yeah, I went inside a couple of times. Very fancy, beautiful clothes. Unfortunately, it's closed now. I don't know if there's few I know in Chicago there isn't anymore. I know it was at Water Tower Place. They closed that a long time ago. And I think there's some in the East Coast, maybe a few. I'm not certain. But the building's still there. Right now it's sort of a gaming center. I'm not sure. You know, Oak Brook has changed like that. And then let's see. Also, I posted a photo of PJ Hoff. He was a famous weatherman from Channel 2, WBBM-TV in Chicago. He was famous for his cartoons, his drawings. And this was a pic. This was a photo, and he autographed it. And a lot of people from the 50s and the 60s remember him fondly. And when my mother came to America, you know, from Greece, he was one of the first persons that she saw on television. And she was fascinated by him with the pictures. And that's kind of nice like that. And she told me about him. I don't really remember him. Not really. I was very little like that. But he left, he retired in 1968. So from Channel 2. And but he's still fondly remembered to this day. He's one of the most famous weathermen of all time in this town. Also, the last podcast episode, I talked about Dynamite Magazine. When I talked about this, before I was going to do the episode, I posted a copy of the magazine that featured Henry Winkler, the Fonz. And posted on Twitter, I posted on Twitter and I tagged him and he responded. And he, like, hey. That was cool. And he was appearing in Chicago at the World of Wheels in Rosemont. Oh, so that was good. What a nice man. He's always a nice. I ran into him at the convention years ago. I dropped something and he was there and he picked it up for me. And he goes, there you go. And I said, oh, thank you. And he walked away. I wish I talked to him, but I guess he was busy. Didn't want to bother him like that. And let's see what else. I talked about Litton's, the credit card, but I posted for my cover photo of the Litton's department store at Old Orchard in Skokie. This is from 1965. Okay. And this store is still missed to this day. It really is. And people love shopping there. at beautiful clothing. Also, I talked about the 60th anniversary of Turnstile Family Center stores. One was at the Harlem Foster Shopping Center in Chicago, also at Skokie Boulevard in Skokie, of course. There was one at Fort City near my old neighborhood. People still miss the store. And let's see what else. I found this photo. It was a billboard, and right in front of it was an old ambulance from the Chicago Fire Department. And the billboard had Gassman's Clothing Store. And this was located at 3010 East 92nd Street in the South Chicago neighborhood. In Chicago, of course. I sort of remember it because my mom, when we lived in South Shore, my mom went shopping there. It's in the South Chicago neighborhood because God Bless was there at the time. And they had a lot of stores in that area. It was on Commercial Avenue. Children's Bargain Town was a little east of there. I think it was on 92nd Street, I believe. And I remember visiting there. And, you know, you saw the guy with the big mouth with the hat. And so, yeah, but Gassman's was a great clothing store. It really was. A lot of people that my mother knew went shopping there. They got their clothes. They also got, when I was baptized, I think I got my clothes there. I'm not sure. But other people who have children, and when they were younger, they bought their clothing there. Yeah. Okay, now here's another photo that was very popular. It was Prince Castle's Hamburgers, an ice cream restaurant. This was on the corner of West 95th Street and South 54th Avenue in Oaklawn. And this photo is courtesy to Jessica Barnes. Thank you, Jessica. And this is where Fresh Line Foods was. They tore it down and they were going to make Pete's Market, but they pulled out a deal. Now it's an empty lot. Hopefully it'll be sold. Maybe something will be built. And the photo had the familiar castle the castle architecture, and there was a jewel. And it in the parking lot, they had a Tip Top Bread truck. Remember Tip Top Bread? And the jewel later became as National Foods. And then, because I saw a picture of that, but that was a nice photo. And this is from her personal slides. So thank you again, Jessica, for that. Okay. And is that it? That's it. That's it, folks. So that's a wrap-up of past posts on Vanished Congolands Facebook page. So that's it for the program. So I'll do a recap of what I talked about. I talked about Shea Paul Restaurant in Chicago and also did a wrap-up of past posts on Vanished Chicagoland on my Facebook page. This episode will be published later on wherever podcasts are available, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music. Also, be on my YouTube channel, Vanished Chicagoland Stories. A lot of people have asked me that. They prefer to listen on the YouTube channel. And I said, fine, I will do that. It will be posted on my social media accounts, Facebook and Twitter. And let's see, also on my blog, vanishedchicagoland.blog. It'll be there. And I will do another podcast episode this weekend. I'll see what I'll talk about. I have time to think. Okay. So this is Pico Steinitz, your host of Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Thank you for joining me. I hope you enjoyed it. Everyone have a wonderful day. It looks gorgeous outside. And here's Ray Rayner with closing with the bye, 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 with a little traveling music. And here's bye-bye for me. So everyone take care and so long.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.